welcome to Troy and Tara Watch.
Yay!
We're back on our shit again.
Yay! Barely.
Summertime always gets busy. We have to do a lot of things. We got lots of plans and lots of things happened.
This is a long summer.
It's been long, but that's not why you're here. You're here to hear us talk about the things that we watched.
Yes.
Which, you know, when we go for so long, there's a lot, and so we have to kind of compile, like,
to figure out what the things are actually. Well, we have a theme. We found a theme.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always try to, like, do a theme as much as I can, if possible, but, you know, this one...
we're, like, 50% themes and 50% random shit.
Yeah. Well, this one is all about dinosaurs.
Yay! This is the dinosaur-themed episode.
This is the dinosaur episode.
Because you are a 10-year-old boy in your heart.
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with the...
Jurassic Park anniversary.
You're already on it.
Well, you're just taking a long pause. You're doing a very dramatic pause.
I do dramatic things.
Very dramatic.
Just like
pause.
These movies. They're dramatic.
I mean, they're dramatic for sure. There's nothing if not dramatic.
Well, Jurassic Park, obviously one of my favorite movies of all time, and highly influential in my growing up. I was about 5 years old when the original movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have their 30th anniversary special edition out in theaters. So don't know if you'll be able to watch it by the time you're hearing this. Probably not. But they did a 3D version of the original movie,
yeah.
Which
and
sounds
like redone and like cleared up because it was very blurry. It was a 93 movie.
It was one, already a well-constructed movie, so I was interested to see it in 3D and how that would translate well. And surprisingly enough, for being made as far back as it was, held up really well for 3D versions. It was more of depth, not like in your face type of stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of the establishing shots and zoom-ins on a lot of things were really cool.
It was like Steven Spielberg saw into the future and saw that this movie would be made into 3D and then made his shots accordingly. Because they were all, like, half of these shots were seemingly made perfectly for 3D. Because they would, like, go under objects.
Oh, yeah.
Like, specifically the tour scene where you... where they see the babies, like, the camera, like, looks through the little seatbelt thing at, what's-his-face's face, and it's just, like, a perfect 3D shot, and there's, like, so many of them that are just like that.
There is, and I think, obviously, director does get a lot of credit,
Are you looking at the cinematographer?
Yeah, the cinematographer, obviously, is, one of the key ones in this one,
so
and
good.
Dean Cundey, spelled Cundey, was the cinematographer, which
Cundey, I don't know.
Yeah, not too familiar
with
any
never,
things,
I don't
but
know a lot of DP, so
again, I think that establishing how well these shots were done for it to still translate well to 3D was a big accomplishment way back when and to have it work now.
Yeah.
So
it's really good. I enjoyed the 3D aspect of it.
Yeah. It made a lot of the more tense moments even more tense with the T-Rex that was really, really well done and
all the
raptor scenes and stuff like that. And I was like, we could go on for like ever. It's this scene, it's that scene.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's Jurassic Park. We've all seen it a million times. It's great. And it was great in 3D.
Yeah, so that's what I mostly wanted to focus on was just that if you do get the chance to watch it in 3D, it is definitely worth it. And not feeling like it's just some sort of weird cheap add-on.
No, it worked really well. I enjoyed it immensely. We also had a good audience with us that was enjoyable to watch as well.
Yeah.
Unrelated, but it was just, we just happened to have like a fun audience in our very tiny theater.
Yeah, it was a good mix and that's part of the entertainment of going to theaters. Sometimes good and bad.
Yeah, if you have a good audience, it's fun. If you have a bad audience, it's just terrible. So.
No, But if it's a movie we've all seen a bunch of times, and it looked like there's someone in theater that hadn't seen it before.
Oh, yeah, the ladies in the front row looked like they had never seen this movie before, and it was so funny.
Or at least some of them had, and, yeah, and some were of them just so okay funny. With... Yeah, so it was very fun and enjoyable. Go watch it. And if you don't get the chance to, try to see the updated clear 4K version.
It's really pretty. They cleared it up. It looks so nice. It looks like it could have been made today. It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is very surprising. And I think that it mostly has to do with the amount of practical effects that they did rather than the CGI. CGI was good, but I don't want to say good. I want to say it's amazing for what they were able to accomplish for
at
that
the time. Yeah,
like that is.
It still like looks. It like looks like CGI, but it's still good. At least in the daytime one, the Brachiosaurus.
The
T-Rex and the Raptors, they look like mostly are legit. They're practical, but like damn, it's so good. I also would like to make a note that I fall more and more in love with Ellie Sattler every time we watch this movie. She's great in every way. She's the best.
Always a strong part as a female lead.
Yeah, she's just so good. And like, she's Dr. Ellie Sattler.
I think the one thing that you notice is the straight terror that everyone has in their face in this movie is actually just beyond a point of just normal, like, oh, I'm afraid. It's like, no, straight up terror. Yeah, like, these people are just straight up afraid for their lives.
As they should be. Yeah. It's very good. The acting is very good. The cast is so good.
Yeah. So
Jurassic Park 3D recommended.
Recommended. Then we pivot to where did the series officially end with the last one, which was
which I swear we talked about, but you say we didn't, and I can't find evidence that we have.
Yeah.
But like I feel a deja vu, but not like the feeling of deja vu, just like I remember us doing this and talking about how terrible this movie was, but I can't find it anywhere. No. Did you not publish it? I don't know, but it's not there.
I have published everything we've recorded so far.
I don't know.
This is riveting conversation.
It can be. You don't know. I like listening to mundane nonsense.
Well, we are talking about the Jurassic World Dominion, I believe it was called.
I have no idea what it was called. Yeah. But it was terrible.
It is the last one in the series where it's...
Supposedly.
Yeah.
The most recent one.
I mean, it's... Yeah, they're trying to cap it off with this one, which is all the dinosaurs have gotten loose, are now kind of, like, integrated with humans a little bit, but not so...
Not really.
Not nicely.
Yeah. And in the way that, like, wild animals are. Yeah. Like, we try to keep them out of the cities, but sometimes they're there.
Yeah, exactly. Which I thought was, like, that's a really cool concept. I was really excited for where it was going to go. But obviously with everyone's reaction, I kind of just held off on watching it, and it was definitely for a good reason too. It was not good.
Well, the one before that wasn't good either. We knew it was all going to be bad. Yeah. So we watched it mostly knowing it's going to be terrible.
It's weird. If it's the first one in the trilogies, it's usually good. So yeah, Jurassic Park was good. Second one, third one, and then they redid with Jurassic World, which I thought was actually
the first one
really
was good
compared to the two sequels that they did. But then the next two ones after that were just like meh.
They were so bad. Meh. This last one was just the most egregious thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was something where they were trying to just fit in so many weird concepts and trying to do fan service, I felt like, to an annoying degree.
Bringing all the people back.
Bringing all the people back, trying to make them like spies to help them stop the evil corporation.
That's right. I fully forgot about that entire
plot line that was just very stupid. And then you had the other plot line, which involved Chris Pratt and
what's her face? Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard, which again, I was just like, hey, my Raptors baby's gone missing and I need to go find it. And it's like, this is the stupidest concept.
I could list all the stupid things about this movie. It was a long list. Well, first being my first and foremost problem, my number one problem, it's two problems in one, is that these bitches keep outrunning these Raptors.
Yeah.
So in like Bryce Dallas Howard, who we know is notorious for running in heels. In the first one, it was a whole thing. But in this one, so that in the first movie, in Jurassic Park, They cannot outrun the raptors. It's known. It's part of the movie that they're not being able to outrun the raptors. Like,
yeah, it's cheetah speed on a bipedal.
Yeah, you can't outrun them. Yeah. And then in this movie, they have, like, genetically modified them to be even faster and smarter and better and, like, genius.
And attack like, anything and that hits
the, laser, like a laser. They, if you see a laser, they just it's dumb. It doesn't matter. That's not even the dumb part. Whatever. That's
still pretty dumb.
It's like suspension of disbelief. This next part, you can't suspend disbelief. That Bryce Dallas Howard's on a flat surface just straight up running can just outrun one of these raptors on foot. That's just not a thing.
So it wasn't a flat surface. It was through rooftops, but are absolutely correct.
At several points on a roof, she's running straight on a flat surface of the roof before she jumps onto the next roof unhinged. And the raptor is also running right behind her. Like, she's eaten. But whatever. That's part one of this egregious to these people outrunning raptors. The second one is not mere 5 minutes later. Like, within the same raptor chase, Chris Pratt is outrunning these things on a motorcycle, and they are catching up to him on a full-speed motorcycle. But they can't get Bryce Dallas Howard running.
Yeah.
But they can catch Kurt Pratt on this motorcycle and almost get him several times.
Speed. They either are full speed or no speed, and there's no in between. Whatsoever.
Yeah, it was just the dumbest thing.
So you over always.
Because my dad had watched it and mentioned like, oh yeah, Chris Pratt should have been eaten 5 million times. There's no way he's out. Like, he just gets almost bitten going around a corner 17 million times, and then we watched it and I was like, so he's gonna outrun these bitches on a motorcycle, but. She just ran him on her feet. So there's that. That's my number one main nightmare problem of this movie. It's so dumb.
She is superhuman.
She's superhuman. Is she also genetically modified via raptor? Know. Because she can outrun anything. She can outrun all the dinosaurs. It's out of control. Also, there's also the water part. Anything with Bryce. They just, like, destroyed Bryce Dallas Howard in this movie. Like, everything she did was dumb. And it made me so irritated. Because I'm like, she's the main female lead. And they just, like, made everything she did so dumb. And it was irritating. But also, Chris Pratt was also irritating. And also, everyone was irritating except for the main original three, who I did not find to be irritating, but their plot was kind of dumb.
It was a huge mishmash of a lot of things that you had to really suspend disbelief. I think my main gripe was stopping every dinosaur in their tracks with
the palm. Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Like,
no.
I get that you establish in the first one that Chris Pratt can do that with Blue specifically because he trained her since she was a baby.
Yeah.
Why are all these other unrelated dinosaurs who do not know Chris Pratt are genetically modified to not give a fuck about any of this, just stopping via a hand, like, stop, let me have this conversation, like a child, like when you put a hand out for a child to hold on, they do that. They're like doing that to the dinosaur, like, hold on.
And the dinosaurs
and they just stop. Like, oh, a palm is out. What am I gonna do with this palm? I cannot move forward.
Right. And I was like, I'm gonna wait
until we have the conversation, we've had our conversation about our plan.
You need to run away from me. Okay, cool.
I'll give you a second. Oh, it's so dumb. Oh, I forgot about the hand.
Yeah,
that was so dumb.
That was very good.
Everything about it.
Definitely
was dumb.
By like the fifth time they were doing it, I'm like, can you just?
It's literally keep doing
stop,
it. Yeah, it's literally anytime a dinosaur is running at them and they're like about to be caught, they're like, let me put my hand up and have a conversation about how we're going to defeat this dinosaur, and they will stop for us.
Yeah. Well, I think this whole thing was about hands, because do you remember how it ended?
No, I don't. Man, I don't.
So, they have the one,
bad,
like,
out.
Oh, yeah, I know, there's so many things you're trying to pay attention to, but they have, like, the one, like, super bad dinosaur that's still a combination of a bunch of things.
Ma'am, why, like, are you barking at?
They still have that, but then they get into like a three-way fight with a T-Rex
bird
with giant freaking like nail
hands. Oh yeah, the blind one that was the water scene that was the problem. Yeah, its hands are just like long knives, and there's
like,
three
like
claws.
Long knives.
And it's blind also.
Yeah, it's blind. See, that was just like
there's too much.
What are you guys doing?
They're trying to come up with new dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Which is, in the next movie they also do, but that's a different movie, so they can do that in that movie versus this movie where they're like, let's just make up a dinosaur. It's gonna have three claws and it's gonna be stabby. And
it's like, no, we kill the T-Rex, let you feel your feelings, and then bring the T-Rex back to life to kill the main bad guy
It's unhinged. It's bad. Also, let's not forget. Lest we forget the perfect ideal mom. So the genetic the girl from the first movie or second movie, I don't know, that was like a genetic clone of this guy's dead daughter.
Yeah, and how they're able to like stabilize the merging of different things.
Yeah, whatever. Her DNA was a key. It doesn't matter. My problem was not that, because it was stupid. It was all dumb. My problem was like, she had this whole like, her mom is dead, but her mom is her. Like, yeah. She's a clone. Her mom is her. But it was like, it was this weird, like, she's so perfect. She was perfect. Everyone thought she was nice. She cloned you not because of selfish reasons, but for selfless reasons. And then when she found out she had this disease that she didn't know when she had you, she fixed it in you. And then, but she still died. It was like ideal mom, no flaws, zero flaws, perfect mom. And then when she finds out, she's like, oh, I can be relieved because my mother was perfect and she didn't leave me to leave me. She was a noble. It was just like, perfect. It was ideal, perfect mom. Like, perfect woman thing that was very weird to me. And I was like, she has no flaws, she's perfect in every way, and she's dead.
Yeah, and trying to bring back
so dumb.
Dodson and
Dodson out.
Yeah, he was the main person,
that's
Dodson. Right. God, so yeah, stupid. Exactly. There are so many reasons why this was just the absolute worst way to end all the things, and I'm glad that it's just like over. Let's put it in the ground. Let it fucking die now. And I didn't think that I would want to say that about Jurassic Park because of my love for that, but it's like you've done it to the point of just like,
they just
death.
They are reaping on our nostalgia. Like, they did that with Pirates of the Caribbean too. They made the like three, and then they just keep making
more of them. If you're gonna come and keep watching it, we're gonna keep doing
it. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean was my Jurassic Park. Like, I loved that movie, and then they're like, oh, all the millennials are old enough. Let's key in on the nostalgia and just make more of the movies until you just run them into the ground and they stop being good.
Yeah, it's wish they could have ended on a high note, but when you end on a high note, they just
keep making more until it runs into the ground.
Until it's just like, no, stop it.
They can't stop. Nope. Until they're bad, and then they're like, we can't make any more because no one's gonna come see this because they're bad.
Yeah, I mean, can you really like name out a whole lot of dinosaur movies? And the only other one that we can really think of is one that we watched.
There's other dinosaur movies.
But I'm talking about recently.
Recently, we're watching. Yeah,
there's not like a, oh, hey, here's another superhero movie, just like there's a dinosaur movie.
Yeah, there's not one coming out every year. Yeah.
So, or comedies or anything. Yeah. Anyways, so you see my point.
Yes. I do.
With that, we decided to, well, you had already seen it.
Yeah, well, you, said, you hey, were it's... gone for a month and I had to figure out what the fuck to watch. So I just watched some movies.
Yeah, so I watched a movie.
I couldn't watch any more shows together.
And of course you watched the one thing that involves dinosaurs and guns.
Well, I wanted to see if it was good, and if it wasn't good, then you don't have to watch it. If it is good, I get to watch it again with you. So I feel like this is a win-win.
Yeah. So the movie we're talking about is 65. This is with Adam Driver.
We didn't even like pull up the information for the last Jurassic Park one because it was so bad.
No, it's okay. It's been out for a while, and
not the first one, but the second one. Doesn't matter. Still hated it. Yeah, don't watch it. Don't watch it. It's bad. So let's see here.
I love you, Laura Dern, but I'm sorry. Yeah, you should have had a better role in this too.
I know.
So.
I love Laura Dern so much.
Like all of you.
We're going to pivot back for a second, because what I do like is that, in the first one, she wants kids, Grant does not want kids.
Yeah.
Seemingly, they go off, have separate lives. She has her kids, they're adults now, and Grant didn't, and just lived his life child-free, and then they come back together in this movie. I'm pretty sure they're going to be a couple again at the end of this movie, vaguely. It seemed like that was going to happen, because she wanted to have kids, she did.
Yeah.
And now they can be a couple again because he didn't want to have kids and he didn't. And I love that. It's very respectable. I appreciate that.
It's the only thing.
It's the only good thing. Let's see here. I mean, we see in the second and third one they're not together because she wants kids. It's just the ending. The nice ending for them. It makes me happy. I love them. All right. So we're 65. Let's see here. So this was directed by and written by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Scott Beck is the only name of those I recognize. Let's see here. And then there's only five really four cast.
Yeah. Adam Driver.
Is Mills. It's M-I-L-L-S, Mills. And then Koa is Ariana Greenblatt. Naveen, his daughter, is Chloe Coleman. The wife, who doesn't have a name, is just Naveen's mom. is Nika King. And then the voice of the ship, which is the fifth, not in the cast, but his voice, is Brian Dare. And that's it. That's the only people in this movie.
Oh, yeah, it's a short, smart tiny cast.
And really, it's really only Adam Driver and Ariana Greenblatt, and, like, very briefly, Chloe Coleman.
Well, the premise of it, why don't you go ahead and read?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, let me find that. Because I forgot to look at it. Dun, dun, dun. I forgot to look at that because I was looking at fun facts instead. See your storyline. After a catastrophic crash, Pilot Mills quickly discovers he's actually stranded on an unknown planet. Now, with only one chance at rescue, Mills must make his way across an unknown terrain, riddled with dangers, prehistoric creatures, on an epic fight to survive. Wow, it doesn't even mention the girl. This is a terrible synopsis. What the fuck, Amazon? That was terrible. So, they basically crash. He's on a transport mission. They crash on a plane. Ko is the only girl, the only passenger to survive, and they basically have to get off this fucking planet.
Yeah.
Because they're dinosaurs, and they need to fucking get off this planet. It's dangerous.
Well, it establishes that, one, that the characters are not from Earth.
They are from
a different planet, and they crash land on Earth during the time of dinosaurs, 65 million years.
And they, like, just tell you that. It's just, like, stated. So it's not like a Planet of the Apes reveal. It's, like, tells you, it's in the trailers. They tell you right at the beginning.
Yeah, it is very much established.
Like, it could have been a fun reveal, but then it would have been well, it's just Planet of the Apes. And so I think it's fine that they said it.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of have the stakes at the end with what's presented and giant asteroid. So that, like, there were concepts that I think were, again, good. Execution wise,
probably not as much. I liked it.
We'll start off. One, do you recommend it?
I would recommend it. I liked it.
I
watched it twice. I watched it with you.
I know. I don't know if I would recommend this. I'd say, if you like dinosaurs,
sci-fi and dinosaurs, I think. It was just a fun movie. It's not like
thingy, but
I didn't feel like it had like such egregiously bad things like the new Jurassic Park did. Like, everything seemed somewhat reasonable.
I will clarify. Not as egregious as Jurassic World.
Dominion.
Yeah, so I will agree with you on that one. As far as, like, not gonna watch it again.
Yeah,
it
was good
one-time viewing. And, like, would you benefit from, you know, watching it for the first time? And it's really only if you're, like, like super into sci-fi movies.
If you like action movies, sci-fi, it's basically like interesting dinosaurs, because there is a T-Rex, but there's raptors that are like actual raptor size, which is small, which is fun, and then another dinosaur that was like fully made up, the like walking on all fours kind of bird like
or was it?
No, I read it in the things. It was
so
I read it in the trivia. It's like fun dinosaurs. You get real raptor size. They don't have feathers, but they're like real raptor sizes, and they're still a danger. I enjoyed it. You didn't like it. I don't know. I thought it was fun. It's like fun dinosaurs, but with space guns instead of like modern times. It was fun. Fun, like figuring out them trying to figure out how to communicate, because they're like translators broken, so they have to figure out how to communicate. I love that.
I found that more annoying than endearing.
I thought it was endearing. I liked the acting. That girl is really good. She's been in other stuff, by the way. I looked her. She's in the Barbie movie, which you have not seen yet. When you need to watch, so we can do a thing on the Barbie movie. We should do a Barbie Oppenheimer episode. The fact we haven't done that might have missed the moment. We'll do it anyway.
What I do want to get back on track was, just with this particular movie, I don't know, I guess, what I was expecting, and it just didn't deliver on some of those expectations. The action seemed kind of like, whatever. I will say my main commentary on this one was that, it was, putting Adam Driver through a ringer.
Poor Adam Driver.
Having a lot of things happen to him. And I think that's why probably the ending frustrated me a little bit more. Like, I was waiting and...
This is going to be spoilery, I guess. Yeah,
this will be the spoiler moment. I was waiting for the sacrifice, and that sacrifice didn't happen, which would have made it more impactful, I feel like. But, I guarantee you that there was a cut where he died, and enough audience members didn't like it enough to where they wanted to show an alternate ending with him living, and it got more positive responses.
Yeah, there's probably all that. But also, if she just goes up in a ship into space, she's probably going to die. She doesn't know how to drive a spaceship and or know where to go.
True, that's why it was all mapped out. They said that, hey, you're going to go to these coordinates to be rescued.
Oh, there was a rescue ship coming. I forgot about the rescue ship coming.
Yeah, it was all figured out, and you know, this is where it's going to go to. Had to reorient itself to be
in the right.
properly shot up. But yeah, that's... It was all doable. So it was all right there. That sacrifice definitely could have happened. But...
In my fun trivia, because I looked up some trivia. We'll go through it. One of them was that when Koa is drawing the family, there's only two figures, not like parents and a kid, not three. It's only two. And it's like a representation of just like her and him at the end. There's the two of them. Which is just... Oh, Koa also in the Hawaiian language means warrior. Let's see. Any fun facts? Oh, you at the... When the ship starts crashing, just was like, I think that's the War of the Worlds sound. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that sound is. And the first fucking trivia thing on here is the warning sound made by the ship's computer after the crash was used the Martian Walker sound effect in the 1953 War of the Worlds. Good call.
Yeah, it's not a very commonly used sound. So.
I wouldn't have been able to call it. Let's see here. Oh, as a Marine, this is the first in Adam Driver's film career where he utilizes his weapons training from his old career. He knows how to use guns.
Don't mess with Adam Driver.
I wouldn't mess with Adam Driver. I really wouldn't mess with Adam Driver. I think he could take anyone down. He seems like he could take anybody down. Let's see. And another one is they were the early drawings. They were going to put it in a different, in the Triassic period instead of the Jurassic period, and have different dinosaurs. And then they decided that those dinosaurs, for fantasy sci-fi reasons, it would just wouldn't be as fun, so they just kind of made it in the Jurassic period and didn't put the feathers on them, and then the walking all fours kind of weird one was made up completely. Let's see here.
It's kind of like a those Komodo dragons.
A little Komodo dragony, but bigger.
Yeah.
It was more like the ones, kind of like the ones from the new King Kong movie.
Yeah.
It looked more like that. The title card is not shown until nearly 17 minutes into the film. And then the location where the asteroid lands is not where the asteroid lands in reality, because it landed in water.
Yeah.
It landed in the Gulf Coast. But then also the setting that they take, looks like based on the mountains and stuff is, and the T-Rexes, because T-Rexes apparently were only North America. I did not know that. But that's a thing. And they, it's probably about Wyoming.
Yeah.
Ish. Well, that's, I think, most of the interesting stuff. Other than, the end credits going through, what happens after the meteor thing, which is cool.
Well, this was a little bit of a shorter episode, which
that's
is okay.
Because it was Jurassic Park, which we'd seen 10 million times, and almost everyone has seen, except for the five women at the beginning, the front row of our movie theater. At least one to two of them had not seen this movie before.
Yeah, it was
which is wild.
See,
they were just like, hi, we're going to take our friends, and we're going to see Jurassic Park in 3D. You haven't seen it? Fuck yeah, that's even better.
So with the... Especially with all the things that we need to go ahead and keep watching, I want to try and put out another episode hopefully soon. And,
yeah, we got a lot of stuff to
still catch up on, I think we can do it. We can make it happen.
Yeah.
But if there are any other requests or things that people would like us to watch, let us know. Our social media is Try and Terror Watch Pod, and that's also at gmail.com. So send us whatever you might
email
want us to.
If you're Josie, you can text us.
Yeah, exactly. And
Josie's recommended so many things to me that I don't write down because I am dumb. I just need to write them down.
Well,
I have a list.
just keep checking us out. We do enjoy the listens, and motivates me to keep doing this. So thank you all for listening. Yay. And I'll talk to y'all soon.
Yay. Bye. Thank you.